AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The CDC is reorganizing in response to its response to the coronavirus. The CDC has had its critics, especially Republicans in Congress, like Texas's Chip Roy.
The vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work or they don't work? I'd like to know which it is.
Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the CDC fell short responding to the coronavirus and needs to become more nimble. She calls this a CDC initiative and was not directed by the White House. The changes include restructuring the CDC communications office and further revamping websites to make the agency's guidance for the public more clear and easier to find. It has long been criticized for focusing on collection and analysis of data, but not acting quickly against new health threats. In minutes from its last meeting, Federal Reserve officials saw signs the economy was weakening at their last meeting, but still called inflation unacceptably high before raising their benchmark interest rate by a sizable 0.75 point in their drive to slow spiking prices. A federal judge in Cleveland awarded $650 million in damages to two Ohio counties that won a landmark lawsuit against national pharmacy chains claiming the way they distributed opioids to customers caused severe harm to communities. Attorneys for Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz reversed course and said they will not present at his ongoing penalty trial results of a highly contentious brain exam they said supports their contention the masked murderer suffered from fetal alcohol syndrome. Prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty for a man accused of fatally shooting a young Indiana police officer last month during a traffic stop. A Virginia man who's facing trial on charges he drove a Hummer packed with guns to Philadelphia to interfere with the 2020 presidential election has been arrested in a separate case that alleges his involvement in the January Capitol riot. This is AP News. A summer of extreme heat in parts of Europe has been interrupted by storms.
The sound of thunder has taken over the London skyline as tourists in London's Camden neighbourhood ran for shelter as rain poured down. The storm comes after a summer of unusually warm and sunny weather in England and its capital. A day earlier in France, water gushed down subway steps as the capital and other regions were caught unaware by a sudden storm. Parisian drivers navigated floodwater on the Seine's embankments as rainwater broke through the river's banks. Winds over 60 miles per hour were recorded at the top of the Eiffel Tower during the flash flood. In southern France, thunderstorms flooded the old port of Marseille and the city's main courthouse. Across much of Europe this summer, intense heat has compounded a critical drought, which in turn has created ideal conditions for wildfires throughout the continent. Karen Chamas, London.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.